One thing more powerful than human will is Mother Nature. At San Francisco's Ocean Beach, the two forces have done battle for years over wave erosion. But only the city has something to lose. With the safety of its wastewater treatment plant at stake on the one hand and a lawsuit on the other, San Francisco's planners are attempting to find a solution that will placate Mother Nature and avoid the most expensive fix, retreat. Jamie Katsoufis reports.
When Bill McLaughlin looks at Ocean Beach, he sees a war zone, especially here at the end of Slope Boulevard, where white-capped waves have eaten away large chunks of the parking lot.
This is one of the things we like, you know, everybody likes to do is, you know, sit in their car and watch the ocean. The parking lot used to be way out there. It used to be like, there used to be like another row of parking slots.
McLaughlin is Erosion Committee Project Manager for the San Francisco chapter of the Surfrider Foundation, a coastal advocacy group. Over the past 20 years, he's seen more than half of the Slope Boulevard parking lot disappear into the ocean. Looking out across the hood of his car, McLaughlin sees a temporary barrier draped with caution tape that flutters in the wind, and then a 20-foot drop. The beach below is scattered with bits of asphalt and concrete rubble. To the left, a wall of boulders stretches south and out of sight.
Our organization, we got involved in like 98, 97, 98, right after they put the first batch of boulders in right here in the north lot. We were like all like, whoa, what are you doing? What's going on?
That rock wall has become kind of a battle line. The city on one side, the Pacific on the other. It was built to stop the erosion before it uncovers buried sewer tunnels. They run underneath the Great Highway. If that happens, the tunnels could break and leak sewage all over the beach. Environmentalists don't like the rock wall because it actually speeds up erosion. Every winter, Pacific waves come racing in to crash on shore. When they hit the rocks, the wave energy is amplified, scouring the sand and causing the rock wall to sink, which means you need more rocks. The cycle continues until all the sand has disappeared and waves are left lapping against a jagged pile of boulders. No more dune habitat, no more recreation area, no more Big Surf. That's a future nobody wants for Ocean Beach, but the city has made little progress on the issue. Mark Massara, a surfer and longtime resident of Ocean Beach, is fed up.
They continue to dump this hazardous debris at the beach, and our frustration is at the boiling point.
Massara is also an attorney with the California Coastal Protection Network, an environmental group suing the city over the rock wall. He says that the wall was built as a temporary fix, but has cluttered the beach for more than a decade.
I'm convinced after working with the city for 20 years that it's going to take courts intervening and order the agencies to clean up this mess is the only way it's going to be dealt with.
If his lawsuit succeeds and those rocks remain on the beach, the city could be fined up to $15,000 for each day the rubble remains. So the city has some financial calculations to make. Lawsuits are expensive, but those rocks are protecting an even more expensive investment, a $200 million sewage treatment plant that's currently located in an erosion danger zone. Marla Jarosek is a regulatory compliance manager for San Francisco's Public Utilities Commission.
Ratepayer dollars can only go so far in looking at the sewer infrastructure, and we have to prioritize that in a way that, you know, our governing agencies and bodies, you know, support.
Environmental groups aren't the only concerned citizens. Recently, the State Coastal Commission denied a city request to construct more and more permanent seawalls. Charles Lester, executive director of the Coastal Commission, explains.
We're in favor of solutions that take, for lack of a better term, the softest approach possible and provide the most opportunity for natural physical processes to run.
Lester says the Coastal Commission does understand the city's economic realities.
Feasibility is sometimes a question of economics. Sometimes it's just not feasible to, it's not feasible right now to pick up and move San Francisco inland, right? It's just not going to happen.
Which is why the city is starting to look for alternatives. Peter Mull, who works for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, may have the answer.
Construct a dune.
From an environmental standpoint, dunes are good because they're built to erode. In the winter, the big waves grab the sand and suck it offshore to form large sandbars. And then in the summer, little waves bring the sand back to the shore. Across the seasons, the beach may grow or shrink as much as 30 feet. So the dune puts the sand back into the system.
And if that sand is placed over the rock that's there, I think a lot of the concerns of the citizens like Mark Massars would be ameliorated for a time, because the rocks would be in a buried state, and it would buy time for the PUC, you know, to realize the life expectancy of this enormous investment that was made out there.
Every year, the Army Corps of Engineers dredges sand that collects in the bay.
The beauty of the solution that the Corps can bring to the table is we have to maintain the shipping channel anyway.
The federal government already pays to collect the sand and transport it over to Ocean Beach. So it would cost the city around $2 million to rebuild the dune every few years, which is a small price compared to the cost of relocating the sewage treatment plant.
For the past few months, Mull has been working with SPUR, San Francisco Planning and Urban Research. They're a nonprofit that recommends solutions to city problems. Mull says SPUR will likely recommend building a 4,000-foot sand dune that would stretch south from Slope Boulevard down to the Fort Funston Bluffs as a crucial piece in their long-term erosion control strategy. The SPUR Ocean Beach Master Plan is expected to be released sometime in April.
Beaches are great playgrounds and beautiful backdrops. But as Bill McLaughlin reminds us, they're also very much alive.
Many people build homes, roads, right up onto the beach. We all want that view. But the problem is that we forget, or maybe we're just starting to come to the realization that beaches move around. They come and go. They expand and contract. And you gotta give the beach the amount of space that it needs in order to do that, or you get these types of problems.
Mull's solution is at least a year away, which means more waiting. But whatever course of action the city chooses, it will likely be a lesson for beach communities across the country. At Ocean Beach in San Francisco, I'm Jamie Katsoufis for Cross Currents.